What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Disney Movie News. Tonight, we're talking about the Last Jedi trailer, gigantic, and a Coco airplane. Hold on to your butts.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
It's Disney Movie News! Ah!
Stop.
Welcome back, everybody. Another week of glorious Disney information.
Lots of it this week.
Yeah, lots of news. We're on the Popcorn Talk Network. It's Popcorn Talk Network on YouTube and at the Popcorn Talk on Twitter. Follow them for all kinds of other amazing shows. My name is Sarah Sterling. I'm on Twitter at @SarahSterling_. And got the original three here tonight.
OG Squad.
OG!
Yeah, we're here. We did it. I'm Leo Camacho. You can follow me at Mr. Leo Zombie just about everywhere, except for Twitter, where there's no Mr. Keep it casual. Just Leo Zombie. And that's going to be particularly relevant this Friday, by the way. Leo Zombie on Halloween. Just saying.
Wait,
Friday the 13th.
Oh, it is Friday the 13th.
Yeah, I know. Tomorrow. I'm super
no,
stoked.
No, not tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday.
Tomorrow's Thursday.
Spoopy.
Spoopy, which I've been using that term a lot. Hi, guys. I'm Keaton Markey. You guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey, and it's good to be back. I'm sorry I missed last week. I was experiencing the spoopiness at Disneyland California Adventure. So sorry.
Spoopyland. No, that's okay.
So spoopy, guys.
If you're going to miss for anything, if you're going to miss Disney Movie News, miss it for Disneyland.
Yeah.
It's appropriate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was the only, my friend left for Tokyo, and so it was the only day that we could all go, and it worked out. I'm sorry.
It worked out. Don't worry about it. Sarah and I had a little bonding night. We had a date.
It was a date.
We just happened to have three cameras on us.
I never mind, when it's just me and Leo have to host, because, we could talk forever.
Yeah. About literally about nothing, yeah. Which is mostly
it's
what
literally
we do.
What you guys do anyway. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, mom and dad.
Oh, mom and dad.
Speaking of Disneyland, California Adventure, though, I did the Monsters Escape thing.
Oh yeah. How
oh
was it?
My god.
Neither of us have done it.
Awesome.
Yeah, we haven't done it yet.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
Rip headphone users.
So
2017. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
No. We're gonna go with my parents on the 23rd.
It was really really cool.
Yeah. No spoilers.
No spoilers. It was just really cool. And dropping in the dark is just a whole another level of terrifying.
I want to do it so bad.
It's really great. And it's a fun, I think I liked it a little bit better than the other one.
That's really? What people are saying,
yeah. Because it's a little bit more intense.
And we have a Disney theme park, a new original song.
It is.
It's a new song called Monsters After Dark. I haven't heard it because they won't release it yet.
It's
probably on YouTube, but
it's very heavy metal inspired.
I already did a cover of it.
Everyone's like, first we had It's a Small World and Carousel of Prog, or Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow and Tiki 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 Room, and now we have Monsters After Dark.
It's a lot. I thought it was like a Rob Zombie song or something.
But wait. What about Grim Grinning Ghost? That has a holiday version.
Grim Grinning Ghost is not a holiday version.
Yes, it does for Nightmare Before Christmas.
Grim Grinning Ghost plays all year long.
No, it's different during Nightmare Before Christmas.
They don't play Grim Grinning Ghost when it's Haunted Mansion.
I know,
holiday.
It goes boo, 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 boo.
Ba, 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 ba.
Yeah, but it's Grim Grinning Ghost. It's just like a mixed remix version.
Okay, I don't know what. I wasn't trying to make a point that they don't. I'm just saying it's funny because there's all these classic Disney songs that were written
for attractions.
Oh,
I thought you were saying
that's
it.
Heavy metal one.
Yeah,
I thought you were saying that was the list.
No.
And I was like, no.
There's so many more than that.
That's why I was like, why would you do this?
Imagination. There's so many.
World of Color.
That's actually from the TV show.
Oh.
Yeah, don't ever sing it again.
I'm so sorry. Well, the pumpkin spice churros are off the wall, guys. I could have eaten five the 10 hours I was there. And I rode Matterhorn for the second time in my life, and since they revamped it and everything, mm-hmm. That ride is terrifying.
Yeah,
and
it's smoother now, but it's not that much smoother.
It's terrifying and it hurts.
It does. It never has not. That's the thing. Is they made it
a
little bit better, but
I rode it at night, and that is a very realistic looking snowman.
Oh yeah, they did. They upgraded him.
Harold.
Yeah,
he's scary. He scares me.
Harold.
Anyways, we have a lot of news to get to today. Sorry,
that's
I kind of took the
race. No,
that's
Halloween news. It's Halloween Disney news.
It's really cool. The Headless Horseman that blows smoke out of... I was on a full moon. It was so cool, guys.
guys. So
did you have the? Oh no, you didn't have it. Did you see it this weekend? John York posted a bunch of pictures of it. It had an orange sky, so it was like entirely
because
of the fires in Anaheim, and so all of California Adventure was like crazy. Super Halloween.
By the way, if any of you watching live in an area that's close to the fires, I hope you're all doing.
Yeah, I hope you're all safe.
Okay?
Mark yourself as safe on Facebook.
Not
please.
Like in Anaheim proper, so okay. She's fine.
But yeah, I hope everybody else
yeah.
is safe.
The biggest news this week, that's why it's right up at the top. Well, it's not maybe the biggest, but it's pretty big
news. It's pretty big news. It's definitely not the biggest because another piece yeah. of news we have is by far the biggest. Yeah.
But Disney has shelved their Jack and the Beanstalk-inspired animated film, Gigantic.
Latino's getting put on the back burner again.
Well, what's funny is for a while I've heard that they made him not Spanish, like as they've been working on it.
Strike two.
Why, like, has this happened before? Like, that yes. a movie's been this far along? And
well,
that...
I mean, I think I'm we're glad. Just a little bit more in tune with production, especially us doing this show, yeah, than yeah. we would have been before. But there was...
Most people don't even know this movie ever was even...
Yeah, like, most people don't know that they're doing yeah. it, you know?
Well, but didn't I call it when we were when they announced it, when we were in the panel at D23, that last time? And I said, I'm like, this is weird.
What, at this very last D23?
The one where they sang the songs. Remember when we went and they like previewed all the songs? And
no.
And the, remember?
I thought it was weird that they didn't show us anything new at this last D23.
Well, when they did debut it, I remember, you know, they came out and they sang the songs. They showed like pictures of it. And I remember thinking like, this is very, very strange. Like, I don't understand why they're making this. Hey, here we go. They're not. Told you. Wasn't going
to
work.
To answer your question, Keaton, there was a Pixar movie called Newt. That was canceled.
Newt?
Mm-hmm. Oh, was it about an actual newt?
Yeah.
I think I remember that.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy we're talking about this up at the top because everyone in the comments is like going crazy being like, they better not cancel this. They better not cancel this. This is not like a very common thing, you
no,
guys.
No, it's definitely not
You
common.
Don't have to worry about them canceling any of the upcoming live action and animated movies. Like, all production houses, including Disney, will do everything possible to not cancel a movie because, right. like, how much money have they already put into it at this point?
Millions.
Don't
of
worry,
dollars.
They're not going to cancel Mulan or Aladdin, which is already filming. Don't right. worry, guys.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the biggest news.
Which is pretty big news. I mean, I look.
What did you guys know about it when you saw the stuff at D23?
We heard the song, which I thought was not good.
No, the song was weird. It was by the Anderson Lopez's. It was called Little Man.
It's so weird.
Because
though.
This Jack is a Spanish explorer. He finds the world of the giants.
Excuse
and
me. Yuck.
Yuck. It's not. He meets a giant princess. She's a little girl, though.
But she's a giant.
But she's a giant. But she's a little girl. And she sings this song about how he's her little man, like a doll. It was a kind of a weird song. I wasn't that into it.
Do you want to play with my little man?
Kinda.
It sounded like Frozen. What they said was like, we want to make the definitive version of Jack and the Beanstalk, like what Disney has done forever.
Not nah, just
like
a random story definitive. About a guy and a little giant girl.
Well, that's whatever. Anyway.
Not Zack and the Beanstalk.
When they dropped this news, I was like, because they said like, oh, now like we want to focus on other projects. And I was like, oh, yeah, what are the other two movies coming out from animation? Wreck-It Ralph 2 and Frozen 2. I'm like, as if those need like more attention, really.
Ugh. Give me some original idea. I mean, I'm so excited for Coco.
I mean, truly, we can't be too mad Pixar. About sequels because there have been a lot of Moana was original, Zootopia was original,
okay.
Wreck-It Ralph and Big Hero 6 were original yeah. and honestly not
Frozen.
That long ago. Uh-huh. So it's like...
Everything's been
it
original.
It honestly has been original for a long time. Like, Pixar has had more sequels recently.
Right.
Then
and
then
I get, and the two sequels we were getting make perfect sense. Obviously, Frozen, the biggest animated phenomenon yeah. of all time, basically, whatever.
Yeah.
And Wreck-It Ralph makes a lot of sense. Wreck-It Ralph was really popular. It almost started like, it went like cult to mainstream. Like it was like a weird
Wreck-It Ralph?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it went like nobody knew what it was about, and then all of a sudden everybody knew Wreck-It Ralph.
I feel like that was Big Hero 6 as well.
No, I feel like that stays cult. I don't think Big Hero 6 ever really broke through. I feel like it's kind of buried under the
others.
I don't
think for our age. Like our age group, or like kind of the people in kind of their mid 20s, but I think with the younger generation of Disney fans, I think Big Hero 6 is a big deal.
I think it hit a good chord, but I think they moved on too quick. Like I don't like if it was bigger, like you would see its effects more prominently. I mean, we're gonna get an animated series, and I think that once that happens, then perhaps. But I feel like if you look at Like, look, I mean, it's hard not to compare everything to Frozen. But immediately after that, then we started getting the Star Wars movies, and then, like, that became the kids' sci-fi, you know what I mean?
Well, and Frozen is a phenomenon. Like, Frozen does not, like, that. I don't know if something like that will ever happen again in our lifetime. That was insane. Thing.
I mean, it could. It's happened a few times in our lifetime. Yeah, we mean, think about it.
Happened with Lion King.
Okay, yeah. Lion King.
Frozen.
But it's, what, 20 years since it had happened, so...
But still, like, what, are you only planning on living another 10? Come on, girl, you'll be all right.
No, I'm just saying that, like, yeah. I'm excited to see, because I saw the Frozen show again at California Adventure, because my friend was in it the day I went last week, and I can't wait to see the Broadway. I really kind of am excited. I miss Aladdin, like, but I'm excited to see Frozen... kind of with all the bells and whistles on Broadway, like with, you know, no expense spared.
A lot of interesting opinions in the chat room.
Well, Disney Film Facts, are you about to read that? He always in with, like, the hot tips.
Yeah.
Says, from what he was told, the gigantic creative team is already on different animation projects for Disney, including a new original fairy tale. There were too many creative cooks in the kitchen.
Yeah. It makes sense for them to stick with the fairy tale vibe, because Frozen, obviously fairy tale is killing it. Tangled, still killing it.
Yeah,
and every iteration. I mean, that's a
God. Pretty, I remember when Tangled like, was I think, in, and they were like, "This is going to be our last princess movie for a while."
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to say like, if Frozen is like the new Lion King, then Tangled is definitely like the Little Mermaid. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Powerhouses. Right.
I just
there.
Have to say, guys, you should follow Disney Film Facts on Twitter. Mm, they're like my stuff. Like favorite source for like really up to date Disney movie news. Plug, that's the name of our show. Like I find my sources from a lot of different places on the internet, but I always then go to Disney Film Facts to make sure I didn't miss anything.
Because we're only a weekly show. Disney Film Facts, I'm following their Instagram and like things.
They're putting
like,
stuff up all the time.
I see things. Do I follow you on their
Instagram?
Stuff?
If I don't, I will.
I follow them on Instagram.
Yeah, I know.
Skylar's great.
I'm bad. I don't follow a lot of people on social media.
Sending anyway, so much love.
A lot of people are saying that Big Hero 6 moved too quickly. Like it was in and out of theaters. It was in and out of popularity very fast to make room for new things. Some people are saying that it was a... I'm glad you liked the hat, Andy. I got it with you. In Oregon. Some people are saying that that they thought it was slow and boring. Some people are saying that they really liked it. So I just want to know in the chat... Now, how did you feel about Big Hero 6? It seems to be like this weird nebulous void in the recent Disney library that I personally enjoyed. I love the message behind it. I love that it was the first. It's the first feature, like full, like Disney studio budget Marvel property that was made into an animated movie. They changed the source quite a bit, but it's still very similar in a lot of ways. And I liked that it was about tech and science and STEAM education. And I loved that it was, you know, it focused around minorities. I thought it was really great.
Robots.
It's a good one. It's a good win.
I really love Big Hero 6.
I wish it would have gone a little further, though.
Did you guys used to watch that show? I think it was on, like, Spike, where, like, they fought. You made robots, and they would make them fight.
Yeah.
That's all I could think of when I would watch
Battle Bots. It's still on. It's still around.
I'm sure it is, because the bots have just gotten more and more
terrifying. It's one of those concepts that will always be cool. Yeah. Robots fighting.
Robots.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
Real Steel with Hugh Jackman.
So bad.
Right,
so
well, bad. I feel like we should move on
to
big news of the week.
Dun, dun.
All right, guys.
I wore my shirt today for that.
Yes, we got a new trailer for The Last Jedi, and we're going to watch it right now.
I've only watched it once.
I've only watched it three times.
Can we just watch it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to watch it.
Okay. We're going to watch it right
Just saying, like, let's like respectfully watch it.
Okay. Well, no, we have to talk for copyright reasons.
We'll talk here and there.
Kylo.
Those guys' legs. Their legs are backwards.
Oh, we have no volume.
Oh, we have no volume? Okay. All right,
That's
cool.
What I'm saying, yeah.
All right. Look at that stark imagery.
No.
Look at the red in the background.
That's a new lightsaber.
No, it's the same one.
It is, okay.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
That's a new lightsaber for her, technically.
What, is that? Well, no, that's the
no,
same
it's
one
the same one that she found, but it's new to her, you know? She's only had it for like a week.
Oh my God, that's a beautiful shot. Beautiful. I want to
That's a new island.
So bad.
That's a new hand.
It's a new Luke. He's evil. Yeah, I mean,
he's not evil.
Look at it's paper. It's paper in the Star Wars universe.
Paper.
Yeah, it's the first time there's
first time I've ever shown it in the movies. It. They're still showed books. Look, she's so strong.
Yeah,
I've never seen strength like this.
I've seen it once
Kylo.
Before.
Oh, sorry.
No, I bet you the once before was Darth Vader, not her. Or not Kylo.
I think it's Kylo
because he trained Kylo.
Yeah, I think it absolutely is Kylo.
You think they're gonna be siblings? You think they're gonna be like Jaina?
I think we're going to swap places.
I like his carbon fiber cheek decals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's cool tattoos. Nice tattoo, bro.
He's a fancy flyer. When did he become a good pilot? They never mentioned
So, are we supposed to believe that he killed her?
I think
that's that's how they set it up.
I think they're just making us believe that. But these shots are definitely not.
I mean, she's got to die, so.
Yeah, she's definitely going to die.
Maybe Rey will kill her.
Probably.
Do these images. I hope they don't. Okay, that's the new Ewok, and I'm okay with it. I like that the Ewoks are a suggestion, not overwhelming. Of course, my boy. Mm.
Leo, you're in this movie. I did not know.
My boy, and I think that's cool. Like, he picked it up
from
the last one.
Finn gets his own, like, cool weapon.
Yeah, he picked it up from the Stormtrooper in the last movie. Those Arctic Fox things.
Phasma. Cool outfit.
Little divey dive. Nice suit. Very Star Trek in that suit, by the way.
They didn't give us any Rose, though.
I think that's really cool imagery.
I know, no Rose or...
Snoke.
Or Laura Dern.
Yeah.
Snoke IRL.
Hope everyone's watching me throw my popcorn everywhere.
Where'd he go? Oh, my God. I need someone... And so this was... Oh, this was such a good reveal.
What does this mean?
But we still don't know if that's the same scene.
It looks like two different scenes.
It could be two different scenes.
Absolutely looks like two different scenes.
If it is insinuating that they do have this conversation... It could mean a number of things. Like, everyone's jumping to conclusions, but it could mean a million different things. It could mean that Kylo's lying, and he's trying to trick her. It could mean that she's lying, and she's trying to trick him to get in. It could mean what it obviously looks like, that they're going to team up to some capacity. But what does that mean? Is she joining the dark side? And is there going to have to be, like, the good guys fighting? Is he going to come to the good side and then help try to take out Snoke, and he's going to have a new apprentice? Is she going to become the new dark side? Is he going to become the light side? There's so many different possibilities.
Is Luke going to be dark?
Nah.
I still want to know who Rey is, and why is she so powerful?
Yeah.
Kenobi.
No, dude. Kenobi's not even... look, he's like a strong Jedi, but he's like no Skywalker in terms of strength.
I was talking to Steven, and he proposed that what if she's a clone from Luke's hand?
Yeah, that's what a lot of people are saying. If they did that, I would be so mad.
I'd be going wild and bonkers. It's too crazy.
Yeah, they didn't show BB-9E either.
Yeah. Oh, the evil BB.
Mm-hmm. Evil BB.
We don't know if he's evil, right?
No.
He's black. He's a black robot. That's always bad news. Black robots. Like, look at...
Whoa.
That's not what I meant.
God.
Wow. I didn't say African-American robot. but look at... what's his name? K2SO.
But he was good.
Yeah, but he's an Imperial droid.
Right, but he was good.
And he's black. The color black in Star Wars is not a good sign.
Why Star Wars? Why?
Because they're called black hats.
You know, it's funny you say that because remember that picture I texted you of Luke in all black?
But Luke wears all black in Return of the Jedi, so there goes your theory.
But Luke in Return of the Jedi, that's when he was trying to decide
becoming the most powerful Jedi of all time.
Whether he was going to become good or bad.
He never had a conflict.
Yes. Yes.
No, he never had to fight it.
He was so struggled. No. Yes, he struggled, but
he didn't struggle. His struggle was whether or not to kill the Emperor. And guess what? He resisted. That was his moment, his tipping point, and he didn't fail. He stayed good. He's always good. He was so good he made Darth Vader good.
But he will always be challenged.
No, dude. He brought balance to the Force.
Yeah, but there's not balance to the Force anymore.
He is balance to the Force.
But the Force is uneven.
Yeah, but he represents balance. He has to set it again. That's why he's training Rey.
No, but there's he doesn't train her. He kicks her out.
No, but he is training Rey. That's literally...
He says, bye. I don't want to train you anymore.
But then there was
we don't know at what point. There's literally stuff footage. And he trained Kylo. He went bad. Now he's going to train Rey, and maybe she'll go good. And that's the balance, right? Maybe they'll switch. And then it'll be balance again.
I recently saw a photo comparing all the past Star Wars covers. And they usually have the bad guy in the back above everyone else, and in this
Luke's
view,
in the back.
Yeah, exactly.
He's also on the dark side.
Doesn't mean anything. Because Yoda was in the back of one of the VHSs. So, just saying.
There's honestly like too much for me to think
about. It's like way too much.
Too many theories.
They can't make him bad. I'm telling you. Why? What incentive does Luke have to be bad?
Yeah, no, he really doesn't. Like, he, like, is just...
Like why would he randomly become bad all of a sudden? And then Snoke would be like, oh, what's up, dog? You trying to take over my stuff? Like, they just introduced a new big bad. Why would they make Luke Skywalker the new big bad? That doesn't make any sense.
First of all, someone said, Rey is a role model for young girls. Why would Disney make her bad? First of all, I'm
pretty
sure... It's
so good to be bad.
I mean, no, I'm pretty sure, like, Lucasfilm still gets final say. Like, Disney can't dictate if they make Rey evil or not, right? Right.
Yeah, no, I would agree. And I think above all, especially with the Star Wars universe, and I mean, you can even kind of see it within the Marvel universe, they stick to story and less Marvel, more Star Wars. character development and the character stories are so important to them.
Totally. And they've done a good job.
Yeah, they've done a very
good
job.
They've done a great job.
And I honestly think, you know, if Rey goes bad in this one, obviously they're going to give us some type of redeeming thing for her in the last one.
I think so,
and
too.
But that's, like, the whole thing, though. Kids, we shouldn't shield kids. Disney, right. Don't shield kids from, like, evil. Like,
what I was going to say is that I would rather, like, just because she's, like, the woman of Star Wars now. But first of all, Princess Leia. Like, we've all had Princess Leia. Yeah. She's the queen.
But,
like, women, just because, like role models are needed doesn't mean that, like, women need to be, like, typecast. Like, I would like to see a really cool female villain. So, like.
But I feel like we see more female villains than female heroes.
But you know what I'm saying? It's just like.
Like in today.
Don't like, you know, pigeonhole her character just because she's supposed to be a role model or was the first one. Yeah.
And I really.
I say just don't make it black and white.
Yeah, and I don't really want to see.
It's never really black and white in Star Wars.
Yeah.
No, it kind of is. Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, Princess Leia, R2-D2, they are good.
No, but think about Darth Vader. Like,
Darth Vader's bad.
And
at the end, literally the last 15 minutes of the film, that doesn't make up for the whole series. it's a redemption arc. But. That's all well and good. Look, we'll wait and see. I'm not ruling it out. I just don't believe it. I agree. Women, go for it. But let's talk about the real things facing us today, folks. Porgs.
But no, but this is the other
thing. How do we feel about porgs?
I love it.
It's really cute looking. I want to.
Did you see I retweeted this guy he took the porg scream from the trailer and made it sing the Star Wars theme?
No. Can we find that video?
It's on my Twitter.
Oh my God. Did you see the person?
But we don't
who
have volume.
Porg? Oh, well, so. There's another person who put the porg, like, in an alien thing, like, popping out of somebody's stomach. It was great. Very graphic, but great. No, but going back to Rey, I think that I just don't want them to turn her into a damsel in distress again.
I hope they turn her into a porg. I'm just kidding, no. She won't be a damsel in distress. Wait, was she a damsel in distress?
Whoever made Sarah's costume,
a little bit before this.
The big one, can they make you
a giant life-size
porg costume, please? for the next D23.
Shh, be quiet. Let's talk about it off the air.
Right, here's the porg.
No, there's so many times. Oh no.
Little bass.
Oh my gosh, what is this thing? It's like a penguin mixed with like
it's like a little puffin.
It's a puffin penguin.
But it has fur.
Space penguin.
Dude, it's not. It does. In other planets, they have different rules, okay? Maybe they have things other than reptiles and mammals and marsupials.
Thanks, zoologist Leo.
You're welcome. And it's xenozoologist, obviously.
I hope I get to see a gang of porgs just take down a stormtrooper by the third.
Oh, that's straight up
Ewok. Oh my God, they're like squirrels.
That's straight up Ewok village right there. Just like just pile on top like little Furbies.
Yeah, and just rip them apart.
Oh my God,
they
Jesus
are like
Christ.
Furbies.
They are like Furbies.
And the porgs went real scary. All right.
Let's move on.
Okay.
One final closing thought.
We have more.
How stoked are you?
I'm snoked.
You're stoked? You need to come up with a better pun than that. I'll give you time.
Oh, wait. What
how stoked are you for it? And I said, I'm snoked.
You're snoked. I feel the force is strong with this movie.
Classic answer. I don't have one any. I just, look.
Why you make us work so hard, Leo?
Because I'm a Vader hater. Boom! I don't know what that means. Let's move on to something else.
Your fave, Danny Elfman.
Danny Elfman? Wait,
Danny
what?
Elfman. You oh, like look him, right? At Ginger Man.
I thought his work on Spider-Man was a little lackluster.
He's going to be scoring the Tim Burton Dumbo movie.
That fits. Tim Burton, Danny Elfman, that's what they do.
It's true.
Don't they always work together?
We should have seen
what
this coming.
What is this?
Who do you think will score the Dumbo movie?
Will Smith.
he's working. He's too busy on Aladdin. He's not that good. He's good, but he's not.
He's not. He's not ready for that yet. Dude, I was listening to the Men in Black theme song that he rapped when that movie came out.
Mm-hmm. I want him to do another.
I'm ready for him to come back.
Scientology probably won't let him.
He's not officially a Scientologist.
Yeah, he just hangs out with them. Scientology Center. That's
he
fine.
Just hangs out with them.
Just fully funded a Scientology Center.
You know, it's okay. He plays around.
Is it the one down the street?
No. It's like in the middle of nowhere.
You excited about Diombo?
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
No.
No.
I mean, I don't care.
Tim Burton's been ruining movies more recently than making good ones.
Has he been? That's a deep statement.
Yes, I have not liked...
Alice in Wonderland.
I didn't like Alice in Wonderland.
Wrecked.
People liked it, though. It's a success.
I know it is.
People, like, really enjoy that movie. I'm whatever. Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, no, it was bad. It was bad. Yeah, they were I tried both to bad. Watch it, and I couldn't
but
get through it.
But they're popular and well-liked.
Well, worldwide. They're not in America. They're not,
I don't know,
not
man.
Super popular. Their international audience is huge. It's kind of like Pirates. Yeah. They do super well internationally, yeah. Well, but not super well in the States.
That's super true. But I heard some dudes, like some bros, talking about it, and they're like, that movie was bad A, bro.
Stoners.
I'm like, what? Probably stoners.
I don't know. It's a little too trippy for me.
Also, like, I have a friend. He's a costumer, really talented one. He swears by those movies.
Chad
Hatter.
Yeah,
he loves. I mean, he loves the Mad Hatter.
Yeah, I mean,
but
that's
he loves
Chad's thing,
those
though.
Movies. He's like so enchanted by them. I'm like, all right, man, that's cool.
That's his aesthetic.
I respect you,
Chad.
I respectfully don't break him down because of Chad, because I like him.
Love Chad.
Anyway,
moving on.
They released the track listings for Coco. And there's maybe something to be learned from some of these track titles.
Okay. Track number uno.
No, I just
remember me, Ernesto de la Cruz.
I just want to point out the ones
much needed
that
advice
are a little bit
un poco loco.
A little bit like telling. Number 10,
Alale.
Family Doubtings.
Alale. Number 5, Alale.
Mm-hmm. 12, Taking Sides.
Oh.
Mm. 15, La Llorona.
La Llorona. Oh, they're going to put the... Yeah, they're going to put
scary.
Her in
scary.
They're going to meet La Llorona in it
that,
for sure.
Honestly, nothing scares me more than...
Yeah, but it's a Pixar movie. It's going to be like... She's going to be like, nobody wants to help me or something.
What's,
she's
La,
like gonna
what's La
Llorona? La Llorona is like the... like
spooky
Hispanic superstition.
Like the Mexican boogeyman.
Yes.
Should I like look it up or is it going to scare me if
look
I
it
Google
up.
It?
It's pretty scary. She's a little girl who cries and you hear her at
she's
night.
A woman she's a who's woman. Lost her babies.
Yeah. Same thing. It's oh little, like a woman.
Oh, I
like,
know who that is.
I
oh my God, that's
girl.
Really
cool. I was thinking of the main character.
Speaking of this, for Remember Me, especially next week on Dancing with the Stars is Disney Week and who is dancing?
Have you ever seen the movie? What's that movie with the mom? With the mom ghost?
Mama.
Not Mama. Is it Mama?
Mama.
Not Mama.
Yeah, it's Mama.
No, is that the one?
It's produced by Guillermo del Toro.
Is that the one?
It's called Mama and it was in Spanish. I'm pretty sure it's the closest.
No, but there's...
Senor.
Yeah, maybe that's the one. But there's like a... I could have sworn it was in English. Where they like go up to... No, the... Maybe that is the one I was thinking about. Like they go to the house and then she like... It's like creepy walks.
Yes, this is Pixar's first musical, by the way.
Anyways, that's kind of like...
Well, that's creepy.
Okay. There's one called I Have a Great-Great-Grandson.
Like
probably De La Cruz singing that. A Blessing and a Fessing.
La Chupacabra.
Shrine and Dash. A Family Dysfunction. One Year Later. So, I'm just saying...
Let me see. 1 year later. Oh, obviously he lives. Spoiler alert.
Well, did you hear my Coco theory?
What's your Coco theory? That he
gets
stuck there?
I told you
there?
Not to tell me.
It's not, like, obviously confirmed.
He becomes, what's that, St. Paul or whatever? The gates? The guy at the gates?
Oh, he controls
I don't know, I'm just
the
kidding.
Gates.
Maybe he becomes, like, the gatekeeper to the underworld or something.
Okay. Here's my Coco theory.
Okay.
I want to hear it.
We know Coco is Miguel's great-great-grandmother's name.
Yes.
The movie is called Coco. At D23, we saw scenes where Miguel, he wants to play music. He wants to be in this contest on Day of the Dead. He doesn't have a guitar, so he goes into the shrine of De La Cruz, steals his guitar, and when he does that, he gets transported to the land of the dead. When he's in the land of the dead, his relatives will give him... All he needs to get back is a blessing from his relatives to go back, but they have a clause. They're like, we'll send you back, but if we send you back, you can't play music ever again. And he's like, ugh. Well, I guess I'll just stay and find my great-great-grandfather, De La Cruz, and he'll bless me to be able to go back and play music. But the movie's called Coco. My theory is that his grandmother dies during the movie. She's the one who ends up sending him back.
That doesn't make any sense.
Oh, no, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
He's probably going to look for De La Cruz. He's going to probably really let him down, and then Coco's going to feel like, oh, I have to make, or not Coco.
So she dies to bring him back? But no, how does
she doesn't
die
to bring, it's just like, she's gonna have he misses away, her yeah. death while he's in the land of the dead.
But why does that mean he gets to come back?
Because she will be the one to bless him.
Even though she was the
one
against
his
music.
But you just made up an arbitrary rule about him being blessed to come back.
No, that's in the clip that we saw at D23.
But why does, like, and Coco can just, oh, okay, well, I, never mind, the whole movie was for nothing.
Well, I mean, along the way, they'll probably all learn that, like, whatever they hate about music is wrong.
The ultimate goal is stop trying to get blessings from everybody when you can just wait for your grandma to die.
Oh.
Like, wait, that's what you're telling me. It's not a good theory.
I also think De La Cruz is going to be evil.
What? And that's why they banned music, because De La Cruz.
Well, there's, like, something about him.
He was
like,
a demon on the guitar.
Never meet your heroes, you know what they say?
He's not going to, I don't think he'd be, like, necessarily evil, but I feel like he will be, like, not that great of a person.
You guys,
right.
Yeah. Maybe he's the one who left La Llorona.
St. Peter, that's right.
Right, like, while he's in the land of the dead.
No, I think he's just going to meet La Llorona like a character, like, in the world. You know, like Boogie was in Nightmare Before Christmas. Like, and she's just a character that exists. You know, like,
Coco, you know? Theoretically, was the one who was married to De La Cruz. Great-great-grandmother, great-great-grandfather.
Yeah. So she's gonna, he's going to be like, you cannot return to the land. And she's coming back and go, let him go. Yeah. And then it's over. The movie's over. It's okay. You go, baby. Machito, go play your music.
I'm pretty sure it seems like De La Cruz left the family behind for his fame. And I think that's why Coco hates him.
Right.
But why is it like, why is music banned?
Because they banned in their family. Yeah. It's not banned in like the whole like world.
It's not Footloose, man.
They just don't want him to like spend his time playing music. That's all.
Because they don't want him to chase fame.
How about we just wait and see?
Anyway, that's my theory.
When does it come out?
Thanksgiving. Oh. Speaking of Coco, Disney and Southwest partnered this week to debut this Coco airplane, which is cool as heck.
I want to ride on the airplane.
By the way, is it? It's impossible for me to hear Coco and not think of Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. Coco.
Oh, I don't watch that show.
Well, you missed out.
I don't know what
it's
you're
a good
about
show. You never saw Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends?
Classic.
Thank you, dude.
Oh, De La Cruz is Coco's dad. Sorry, guys.
Oh, your whole theory's out the window.
It's not
now.
Out the window.
Completely.
He still would have abandoned his daughter for fame instead of his wife. Okay.
Hashtag lame.
Nah, dude.
I don't know. I can't wait to see it.
Movie about a really old grandmother. It's named after her, and it involves the land of the dead. She's obviously going to die.
Well, yes. Everyone's going to die sometime,
and
Sarah.
And it's a Disney movie.
I just want to say,
this is
really promising. Our friends, some of our friends who work at Disney, saw this movie a long time ago, and our really good friend said it's in her top five favorite Disney movies ever.
Well, speaking of it, I the stuff at California Adventure for Coco is really cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, that's awesome.
That stuff is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, why was this not done earlier?
I'm cuckoo for Coco stuff.
So. Everyone says it's arguably worse that it's his daughter if he abandoned
her. Yeah, totally. Fame. But, I mean, that theory... That theory's legit. We don't even know if it applies to the rules of the movie yet, guys.
You weren't in the animation panel. You didn't see the clips.
You don't know.
They're literally in the office, and they're like,
you can go back,
but you can't play music. And he's like, I'm going to go find someone who will let me
play
music.
So they spoiled it? They spoiled the whole thing?
They didn't spoil the whole thing. We don't know how it ends.
Someone dies.
Or
everyone
what
dies.
We're supposed to assume is that like when they're he gets deadly. To De La Cruz,
what the,
he will
the real
bless
twist
him.
Is that he's the only one who's dead. Everyone else is alive.
Oh my God! It's a sixth sense.
It's a sixth sense.
Spoiler
I see
alert!
Alive people.
No, Coco. Anyway. I hope there's a sixth sense joke of. Oh my God! I see dead people while
yeah,
he's walking.
Definitely.
Lee Unkrich is a huge horror movie fan. The director, co-director.
Oh, and that. Okay, so here's what's actually going to happen then. Every time you think Coco dies, she's not dead, and she comes back again and kills one more camp counselor.
Do you know what? We really just need to watch that movie Coco was basically based off of.
Book of Life.
Book of Life. We just need to watch
they're
that.
They're sounding less and less alike
Coco. They're not really alike. I don't know. No, because Book of Life is about like a love triangle, basically.
So God, Zeke says, I'll wait for Coco on streaming. Don't. Please go see it in theaters.
Please support.
Like, any movie that's about a minority group needs to be seen in theaters. You need to buy tickets and support it.
I will find you, and I will buy you a ticket.
Please. Like, I beg of you.
Like, it's so important, right? Like, it's so important.
Por favor.
See it in theaters.
Go see the movie, please. Maybe, yeah.
Anyway, they're bringing Galactic Knights back to Disney Hollywood Studios.
Galactic Night.
What is that?
Well, in the past they had like Star Wars fireworks.
Oh, that's fun.
And then they like take them away for Christmas. And it's actually they had them like simultaneously in Christmas. But Star Wars Galactic Nights returning to Disney Hollywood Studios on December 16th, which is great because it's like right before Last Jedi comes out. The fireworks spectacular is coming back in between. There's going to be a DJ.
DJ host, Kylo Ren.
Hosting a Star Wars dance party.
I know. I just want it to be a stormtrooper.
DJ
up there.
R2-D2-D2.
They're going to remix like the lightsaber sounds.
Yeah,
they probably would.
Speaking of Star Wars, you guys already bought my tickets. Vroom, vroom, I have tickets for the 10:30 Thursday night.
Sarah and I have a much different strategy. We're just going to kind of hope to get invited to go with someone.
Yeah. I was like, oh, should we buy tickets today? Or should we just like wait and see what happens?
Yeah, we're just gonna wait.
We have a whole row if you guys wanna come to Universal at 10:30.
Keep two like comfortably close. Okay, well. You know?
And then we also have IMAX, 2D IMAX tickets at 1:45 a.m. at the Chinese theater.
Girl's hustling them, dude. She's trying to scalp us some tickets.
I'm not trying to scalp you guys tickets. I'm just saying I'm gonna go to the 10:30 one because I have to work the next day.
Girl, don't charge me double. Come on, cut it out.
Leo, I'll charge you triple.
Actually, that makes that's fair. I deserve that.
The rest of the news is dumb. Just like Halloween at Disney Springs.
Oh, Thor Ragnarok premiered.
It did.
Yeah, everybody went to that.
Look,
apparently.
There's a pumpkin in Disney Springs.
That looks stupid.
Halloween.
Sorry, what?
It does. It looks like looks kind of like a lopsided Snoopy.
Well, I think it's just stretched because it was a very small photo.
Oh. it just looks really weird.
We have modern technology. There's no excuse for small photos anymore.
It yeah.
Look Disney at the, Springs. Like
in front of the
Tinker
toys.
Things. What are they? The Tinker toys.
Oh.
Sorry, I didn't mean to yawn into the mic. My bad.
Tinker toys.
Oh, there it goes. There's that social animal instinct.
I faked it. Hers was real.
Good job. Psych. Just like Coco faked her death.
Coco is alive. Coco?
Not for long.
Yeah, dude. What if Coco's really successful and then they overlay the Grand Fiesta Tour into a Coco attraction?
I hope it is. I don't know. Here's the problem. Here's what I'm foreseeing. I feel like the characters in Coco don't have any hop to them.
Well, we don't know about that one, the one that he becomes friends with.
Yeah, but we don't, like...
I like the dog character. A lot. I like Dante. Dante's awesome.
Frozen had, like, two vibrant princesses, a colorful comedic snowman, a giant reindeer. Like, all those things are sellable toys. Coco's got, like, skeletons. You can't sell skeleton toys. That's boring. And it's got a dog. Everybody's a dog. It's a mutt dog, too. A guitar, but, like, no one's going to be like, Mommy, I want the guitar doll. Like... You know
no,
what I mean?
Mommy, I want the guitar, and yeah, I want to learn how to play music.
Yeah, so they'll become musicians. They won't be, like, franchise people. You know what I mean? Like, Frozen is a sellable franchise.
You got Miguel, you got De La Cruz, you got the skeleton
Miguel's just
friend.
A little boy with a hoodie. What I'm saying is from, like, a character development. Yeah, marketability.
Marketability. Yeah. And all, like, the swag. But
this always happens to, like,
no,
minority.
No, but this is what they're going to... It's going to become a huge... Like, it's similar to Nightmare Before Christmas. It's going to become, like, literally Coco will take over, like...
It'll be a Halloween movie. But the Nightmare Before Christmas, literally every character in that is a toy. I will say that Moana did it well.
Yeah, like, Moana did it
Moana
really
did
well.
A great job. Look, they give you a chicken and a pig. They give you a sidekick who's not even in the movie. He's in it for 30 seconds. Pua is barely even in that movie. But then you also got the what do you call the? I always call them the cacahuates. What do you call it? The cacamora?
Cacamora.
And then you've got Hey, and then Moana's dress. Everybody wants to have Moana's dress because she's so cool. And then Maui's tattoos. Like, it's like very visually recognizable immediately. And so far in Coco, it's like what we have.
Leo's not salty about Coco. He's just saying that there like, aren't a lot of toys to make from it.
I wish there were more. Like, I want that to be a Moana-style thing. And, like, when I see a you can tell when you see a movie, you can tell if something's going to be marketable. Like you look at Anna's dress. I'll tell you right now. Look at Anna's dress, and you memorize it right away. That color scheme is unforgettable. But look, what's the kid's name? Miguel?
Mm-hmm.
Can anybody even remember what Miguel was wearing in the trailer?
But
he's wearing a red
cool
hoodie.
Thing where he has the skeleton makeup on later in the movie?
Yeah, but that's makeup.
I know, but
you know
that's,
what I mean?
Like...
Maybe. I could be wrong.
I mean, I would hope that they wouldn't sell, like, a mask.
But here's another good example. Hiro Hamada. Nobody wants a hero
but
toy.
But they could sell, like, a lot of Baymax.
Baymax, but there's no equivalent so far that we've seen.
Well, no, when he turns into his superhero self.
No, like, I'm saying, like, as an action figure, maybe.
I know what I'm saying? I know exactly what you're saying, and it does, I think the biggest thing that you brought up is the idea that this is such kind of a time of year niche movie by, you know, having it surround a holiday, that is pretty unfortunate when this is such a huge, you know, it's such a huge movie for the Latino community.
But like, look at how Cars is marketed. And it's like Lightning McQueen and
Mater.
Like, buy the Lightning McQueen and Mater toys. And it's like, and then look at the way that Frozen is like, Olaf, buy Olaf stuff. And then look at the way, all of that stuff.
Right.
But Coco so far is like, look at the guitar and look at the cultural representation.
Well, here's
and
the thing is like, Day of the Dead stuff is actually really popular. Like Calaveras and stuff. So you just do like Coco ones.
Yeah, but then it's Day of the Dead Coco style.
Everyone's saying that there's already Coco merch out.
I'm not saying there's not Coco merch. I'm saying it's not going to be the holiday go-to item of the season.
Look what I said.
Yeah, but that looks like Casey Jones from the Ninja Turtles cartoon.
I think it sounds like Leo is, like, dissing Coco. He's not.
I'm not dissing Coco. I'm saying I wish. Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. What?
It's Dante as, like, a pin, like, as the, what's it
like
called?
The multicolor candy.
Look at this stuff. This is fun.
I'm not dissing the movie. I'm really excited about the movie. I just wish that it had more iconography that was immediately recognizable and already being marketed.
He wants there to be more merch so that it can be a higher profiting thing.
Yes. Yeah. No, exactly. That's exactly what I want. Like, when they were marketing Big Hero 6, they knew that it was going to be a weird audience. They didn't know who to target to exactly. And so they just pushed Baymax on everybody because Baymax was so immediately recognizable. Lightning McQueen, immediately recognizable. Olaf, immediately recognizable. But everybody from Coco that we've seen so far, nobody stands out. Nobody. You'll know it's from Coco, but they don't have that iconic pop to them. And that sort of bums me out a little bit. Even like Nick and Judy, the Fox and the Rabbit, right? Like, he's got the Hawaiian shirt. Like, immediately they pop. They're all over the billboards.
Cool.
Coco, they just
like...
use the word Coco. They don't even use any of the characters in any of the marketing because none of them are marketable. Sucks. I'm mad.
This is what's cool. They sell these coloring sculptures of, like, Dante and a Calavera that you can, like, color.
That's cool. Like, there's a lot of cool things that
come out
of it.
All of it is a little bit weird because it is appropriation.
Yeah.
Like, to sell, like, this, like, costume. I don't know. Like... but whatever. This is my favorite thing, the Coco interactive guitar.
Someone's saying we should make Fanfler Coco Sugar skull pins. Down. No?
Mm-mm.
Why?
Because it's appropriation. You're not Mexican.
I know, but I'm like Hispanic.
I get it, but like, I'm not going to make money off of Mexican people's culture.
Can I ask a Mexican?
No. The only way I would do it is if I partnered with another pin store that is owned by a Mexican person
and
we did it
what
together.
What if we worked with a Mexican creator to like draw the art?
I really would rather partner with a pin store that's owned by a Mexican
person. Fine, we'll make a Chevy Raft, and we'll sell that.
Do you know what's really
that's
cool?
That's Cuban iconography.
At Disney that I didn't realize they did is they do pin swaps, and you get to, like, pick a cup, and then you have to give them. I didn't know they did. Like, I don't have pins. Well, the only pin I have is Fox one that you gave me. It's, like, my favorite thing, but I wear it all the time. I'd never give it away. The one that says, like, I'm with you, I think, or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the Phoenix.
I love the Phoenix. Oh, is it? Well, it's Fox. Fox is Phoenix.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all the news for the week. We got anything going on?
Do we have anything?
Do you guys care about Thor Ragnarok?
Yes.
Oh my God, everyone I know who's seen it says it's funnier than Guardians of the Galaxy.
Dude, I'm so stoked.
When does it come out? It's soon, right? Are we going to talk about it next week?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm so stoked. I mean, that's one of my like most anticipated movies of the year.
Have you seen Blade Runner?
Yeah. I actually saw it 2 nights ago.
I saw Kingsman last night and then I saw Blade Runner. Couple nights
I just like Blade Runner, just high level.
It was long.
The more you think about it, the more you like it, right? Like after the fact.
Yes, but
that 3 hours really takes a lot out.
It does take a lot out.
Thor doesn't come out till November 2nd.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's so weird that it premiered so soon.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, we're gonna go see it on like the 28th or something. Like
we are.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, are we getting that press screening, guys? What?
I got Marvel movie news for that.
Oh, dang it. This has nothing to do with Disney, but. I thought Harrison Ford's in it, and so is Ryan Gosling, so that's Disney. It was too long. Well, it was fine that it was long. It was a fine movie. It's not a movie I'm going to be like, I'm going to sit down and watch this
movie again. It's a very specific audience. Like Blade Runner, and I like that. I love that it didn't compromise its own like voice and tone for like a new audience. Like it's still the Blade Runner that it was. And I appreciated that about the movie.
I had just recently seen the first one for the first time like a week prior.
It's hard to watch. It's like because it's so dark and dreary.
I enjoyed that one more. I was just kind of like, this is really weird, but I still kind of like it. And
there's a reason it's sort of like one of those, this is sci-fi, you know?
Yeah, but this one was just just really, really long, and I kind of figured it out pretty early.
Yeah, same, same, same.
Which, and so then I'm just sitting there, but it was visually
stunning. It's not, it's more about, it's that movie's more about, like, internalizing the psychological dilemma of our own existence. Any park news? No. High level, like full movie analysis.
Welcome to movie news.
No park news.
No park news? Yeah, I don't know if we have anything Disney related really coming up. I mean, I have a... We went to New York Comic Con.
Tell us how New York Comic Con was, guys.
It was awesome. We went with Disney. Went with Verizon. Make sure you sign up for Verizon Up if you're a Verizon user. And they had us do a meet and greet with BB-8. If you want to watch his videos, Sarah and I both did a vlog on.
And they're
our
both
day.
Very different. Leo's is very funny, and mine just like
it's
shows
very
what
Sarah.
Happened.
It's very cute. if you want to laugh, watch mine. It's on my YouTube channel, Mr. Leo Zombie. You can watch it there. But yeah, we had a meet and greet with BB-8, and it's really funny. And he's great. I mean, it's so cool to see him move around. It's just real, you know? And then we had this other experience where we went to like this little pseudo museum type of thing.
Well, it was the Last Jedi booth.
It was the Last Jedi booth, but it was like they had it set up as
the prop gallery.
The prop gallery. Very much like in Tomorrowland. Anyway, and they had me, they were like, go dress up as Poe. So I came as Poe, and then they surprised us with like while we're in there, stormtroopers come to arrest you, and Kylo Ren comes in, and then these rebels try to save you, and then he uses the Force, and they were hooked up to these like. What do you call it? What do you call those things? Like
wires?
Like a winch? Wench?
Like a wire that went...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it like back. Pulls them up to the ceiling with the Force. You can see it on both of our vlogs. And then like BB-8's like crying over one of the dead resistance people. And then everybody's like... And Sarah goes, what about your droid?
And I'm like... BB-8 was there.
It's awkward, man.
I can't wait to watch this video.
Yeah, go watch them. They're pretty fun.
Anyway, that's all the time we have for today. Like I said, you can follow Popcorn Talk on Twitter at The Popcorn Talk and on YouTube at Popcorn Talk Network. We are here every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Pacific for Disney Movie News. I'm Sarah
Until
Sterling.
Until we die. Until we like Coco.
Oh, my God. I'm Sarah Sterling. I'm on Twitter at Sarah Sterling _. And on Instagram at Sergi Sterling. And YouTube at Sarah Sterling.
Ah. Nice. I'm Leo Camacho. You can follow me everywhere at Mr. Leo Zombie. Or just type in Leo Camacho on the internet. That works too.
And I'm Keaton Markey. And I did something cool too. I got to meet and interview Jane Goodall, which was amazing.
And they can watch that?
You guys can watch that on its the Red Carpet Report.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so
it's tight. And where can they follow you?
You guys can follow me at Keaton Markey. See all the pictures. Yeah. Thanks. Jamie Lee Curtis was my buddy that day. So woo! I'm so sorry.
Thanks. I worked with her son.
Thanks for watching, guys. See you next week.
Love you guys
Bye.
So hard. Later.
Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network. We would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit PopcornTalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.